Greetings and welcome to the free, downloadable Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a component of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, which was organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center and consisted of innovative exhibitions, performances, and programs initiated in conjunction with partner organizations across the Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey region. You are currently listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 1. Volume 2. Volume 3. Volume 4. Volume 5. Volume 6. Volume 7. Volume 8. Volume 9. Volume 10. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, and this 10-part mixtape series came about as a way to document songs that we helped to create as part of a series of four audience participation events presented during the summer of 2019. These events consisted of singing walkers caroling through the streets of North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Center City, and Germantown. These walks were simultaneously influenced by Whitman's poem, Song of the Open Road, and inspired by Civil Rights Movement freedom songs. During a 2-week residency at Spice House Sound, we brought together a plethora of local poets and musicians who have been inspired and/or influenced by Walt Whitman and recorded their amazing performances within this mixtape series. We begin this mixtape journey with a joyful musical romp by Papa Ed Stokes and Dan Kaplowitz called Logs on the River. Thank you.
To Walt Whitman, in response to Leaves of Grass, Poets to Come. You sent to us the promise when the book opened, the promise of poems waiting for us to discover them, the promise of the invitation for us now and in the future, the promise of words that are keys to magic doors, the promise of doors that would open, the promise to be heard, the promise to a girl who knew the words were for me, the promise I bring back now to you.
They say they accept me, but then they reject me, oh.
You back. This is Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 8. You just heard You've Been There, You Know by the Whitman Walker Chorus, written by Toby Vent Martin and inspired by Whitman's poetry. It features Waverly Alston as the lead vocalist, with Kimberly Quarles, Bethlehem, Erica Corbo, Janine Kayat, Estela Noguera Ortega, Dwayne Granham, Star Brown, and James Solomon. Previous to that was poet Veronica Bolin and her personal missive to Walt Whitman entitled To Walt Whitman, Response to Poets to Come. And the set started with Logs on the River by the duo Papa Ed Stokes and Dan Kaplowitz, featuring Papa Ed Stokes on penny whistle and Bonseri flute, and he's joined by Dan Kaplowitz on guitar. We continue with some thoughts from behind the scenes.
My name's Lynn Farrington. I'm a senior curator here in the Kislak Center for Special Collections, Rare Books and Manuscripts at the Penn Libraries. And I am also the project director for Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy. You know, we wanted to explore Whitman as a poet and his importance in American culture, his influence on American literature and art, and do all of those things together through this project, which we saw as being multifaceted.
I'm Judith Tannenbaum. I'm the artistic director of Whitman at 200. And then, you know, there are all the issues about how Whitman's relevant today, which have more to do probably with our political situation. So when Whitman was alive, he was dealing with the Civil War and the post-Civil War period and immigration, and, the haves and the have-nots, and you know, we have some of those same issues are still with us today. And you know, and from personal freedom, it branches into who are we as a nation, and I think that the way that he crosses over those or makes us aware of both at the same time is probably pretty unique.
In the Coming Times, by Cassidy Arrington. Like body snatchers, we dash into abandoned buildings to dress ourselves in graffiti. Because isn't the most beautiful art made in secret when she convulses around golden fingertips that scrawl about her empty enough to hear her echo? Like her nothing is the last of everything that was. A flower grows in the dark to be uprooted for the art of it. And the love makes her feel like the bottom of the barrel. Like she must scrape it up herself, like she must finish and hear a shadow whisper that times are changing. Watch the news turn people to silk and snag its claws in our skin. They say we replace backbones with passions. And how else to reply but to crack up or cry? How else to be still if not to feel everything at once? What to think but something beautiful in the dark when cats tattoo themselves into dogs and sashay into the sun? Brazen babies wrapped in clanging rainbows pour out of the sky, names smeared on cheeks, hearts parading on sleeves, marching until falling in love ain't so much a brave thing. Until falling in love is just something clumsy fools do with other clumsy fools, no matter the octave of their echo. What to think but something beautiful in the dark of how we prick our fingers on poison and hear passion make blood beat again when we find art and suicide synonymous. We care enough to cut life out of one thing and sew it back into another. Isn't a song just an upcycled heartbeat? Aren't the addictions just bandages we use to stop any more of us from pouring out? Isn't pain the way we fill in our missing parts? Ain't there some type of holy in that? But don't we know how to hold providence without pain too? How we all find a way to be God on a different planet and come together to break into a cacophony of self. How I am a ram and he is a goat and they are fish and none of us are sacrifice to the family jewels and grandfather clocks and the airy chapels. Isn't it blissful how we burn without offering and drink without libation, find God without prayer, tell us it isn't radiant, that this being is not the only thing dark enough to fill a neo soul. Tell us shades aren't prettiest in silk. Tell me I don't do your tombstone justice. We write so many poems about death, but this one isn't about our own. This is only to make a shifty shadow feel uncomfortable, to let the past know how little it holds in comparison. There are so many things about us the fallen twigs on our family trees will never be able to explain. Not because we are something different, but because in one breath, we are everything they struggle to pronounce.
Am I the only one who knows how dark, how lonely is this road? Pain and struggle down a ways a bit. Waters rising down a ways a bit. War and famine down a ways a bit. Am I the only one who bit. My hands get numb down a ways a bit. give, you give to me. As I walk, I know you're with me. As I go, wonders you show me. As I live, I'm filled with beauty. I give, you give to me. As I walk, I know you're with me. As I go, wonders you show me. As I live, I'm filled with beauty. Wonder, power, love, beauty. Wonder, power, love, beauty. Wonder, power, love, beauty. Wonder, power,
wait.
Glad you're back. This is the Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 8. We just heard bassist Bert Harris and his reworking of the Star-Spangled Banner, simply entitled Banner. Previous to that was Song for the Road by singer-songwriter Toby Vent. Inspired by Walt Whitman, she deconstructed his work and fashioned 8 new songs from fragments of his classic poem, Song of the Open Road. She was joined by Charles Smith on the piano. And before that was the youngest poet on this project, college freshman Cassidy Arrington, and her original poem, In the Coming Times. We continue with Germantown poet Lenny Belasco and a team of master improvisers as they tackle Walt Whitman's poem, Beginning My Studies.
Beginning my studies, the first step pleased me so much. The mere fact, consciousness, these forms, the power of motion, the least insect or animal, the senses, eyesight, love. The first step, I say, awed me. Pleased me so much, I have hardly gone and hardly wished to go any further, but stop and loiter all the time to sing ecstatic songs.
Welcome back. We just checked out the tune A Walk in the Woods by the duo of Tim Price and Malik Henry, and another of their spontaneous compositions featuring Price on oboe and Malik Henry on drums. Starting off the set was a rendition of Walt Whitman's poem Beginning My Studies, adapted and performed by Germantown-based poet Lenny Belasco. He's joined by Keith DeStefano on bass, Anam Owili Igar on piano, and Stan Slaughter on trumpet. And now, we must say goodbye as we have arrived at the conclusion of this mixtape. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project and executive producer of this mixtape series. I want to thank you for listening to the Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a project of Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy, organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center. Major support for Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy artistic commissions has been provided to University of Pennsylvania Libraries by the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, as well as the Waterman II Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation, following a recommendation of David Haas, has provided additional support for New Songs of the Open Road. The Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sound and Retro City Studios. It was mastered at Linasha Studios. Special thanks to all of the participating poets and musicians who participated in making this mixtape series happen. Thanks to Toby Vent Martin, Waverly Alston, and James Solomon, the creative team behind New Songs of the Open Road, whose work carved the path for this mixtape series. Thanks to the Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy leadership team, including Artistic Director Judith Tannenbaum, Project Director Lynn Farrington, and Project Manager Devin Malecki, who have maintained a steadfast commitment to the vision of this project. And finally, thanks to Alex Santilli and Eric Bozak of Spice House Sound, as well as Brendan McGeehan of Retro Studios and Tom Valpacelli at the Mastering House. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. For more information about this mixtape series and for a more detailed listing of song credits, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's PHILA jazzproject.org.